Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
To declare your independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
Ernest Hancock on the Free Talk Live Network on Genesis. We're continuing the conversation with a good friend, Nick. Nick owns RVSolarConcepts.com here in the Phoenix, Arizona area, and is a son of a good, very, very good friend of ours, and we've known him since he was small, and he heard all our rhetoric, you know, freedom-oriented, whatever, you know, you boomers, you know, what are you talking about? Then he started a business. And it got involved in free trade and solar and China and Trump administration and Biden, and he's sharing what he's learned with us. We got a new job for somebody. It's called a compliance officer. It's his job to read the 20,000 pages.
Yes.
You know, it's his job to make sure that, you know, you don't get what. So big corporations, that's a 0.5% of maybe something, rounding error, if it doesn't matter, we can afford this guy to sit there and read paperwork, okay?
Right.
Or be a lobbyist, is usually what it is. And, you know, a compliance officer, will I comply with paying off a congressman? That's what compliance is. You guys are competition. Not really, because you're RV. You kind of got your own niche, but
and
you're still buying the stuff.
Even at the smallest level, I mean, we're talking $100,000 a year we might send overseas for panels. When you're talking about people shipping 40-foot cargo containers that hold 3,000 a piece, and they're shipping them every single day of the year, how much competition are we really? But regardless.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, regardless.
You know, if you get in all 50 states, every one of the Knicks, you know, then that's like somebody else made some more money and they're looking at 0.5% if I justified my existence and I got a job and you don't.
Yeah.
I mean, they're using the power of government, the force. This, they eliminate competition to their monopolies of sin. I mean, no. Oh, is it Rockefeller or something? Yeah, he goes, competition is a sin. That's what he said. He goes, competition's a sin. You know, we got to take care of that. So this, you know, this is where you're falling in.
Yep.
All right, man. God.
So that the termination date on that he put in place is June 6th of this year, 2024.
But that wouldn't stop them coming after from before.
No, because they can retro at any time. Right. So 180 days, so 6 months, 180 days after the termination date is what you have, and then everything after that is going to be hit with this portion where they come back and get the money for anything you have on hand or didn't utilize.
Okay, now this, okay, say that again.
So utilization in their terms.
Okay, you installed it.
Yes, you installed it or set it up in some way where the power is being collected from it. What is not covered, so it says either used, utilized, or installed in the United States. Merchandise, which is in inventory or a warehouse in the United States, or is resold to another party. That's the biggest thing here. Resold to another party, or is subsequently exported or destroyed. You can't even destroy the stuff to avoid the tax. It's still there. Exported or destroyed after importing is considered not utilized. So these big companies that go through and all they do is buy, rebrand, and sell, right? They bring it in from overseas, then they sell it to somebody else somewhere else. every single one of those sales, they would then have to reach out to the customer and get proof that they have utilized that panel, but they're not required to.
Okay. So when you say utilize, not even buy, you, when you...
You're a perfect example. You are a perfect example of this scenario.
Okay.
I said, hey, this is coming down the pipe. If you have anything else for your off-grid needs, you might want to start looking at it because prices might start going up, right? So you say, cool, you already have a pallet of stuff sitting around ready for the build. So whoever sold you that, in this case, it was Santan Solar out here. Santan Solar is now responsible to reach out to you and say, hey, all those panels we sold you, did you use them? No, I haven't used them. Oh, well, now we have to pay taxes on it. 300%. That's going to put every wholesale, resale, retail company out of business.
Hey, is that the intent? That space. Or they just don't realize it? Or they're just trying to, you know, shake the tree and see how much money they can get? I mean, what is the goal here?
I don't know. But 300%. So we import a 200-watt solar panel. We import at about, after shipping overseas, and then the lesser of the tariffs, the cash value deposit, coming in. After that, we're at about $106 a panel, and we sell them for $200 a panel on our installs. So we're making $94 a panel, which is pretty average for what everybody's doing. So you look at that, and they, okay, now 300%. Well, now the panel costs us $300. So the minimum to make the same amount, instead of two, is now $400 that we have to charge for that panel. Well, if you start charging $400 for a panel, nobody's buying it. So you're out. So you can't even cope. So the whole shaking the tree to see how much money comes out, nobody can pay that. Because
I just want to get this straight. I go out, and I'm like, ooh, Ernie's got some solar panels. You know, I need more roofs for you know, goats and chickens and shade and our ATVs and whatever. And, you know, that's a roof surface. It's getting a solar panel, okay? I mean, you know, whatever. You know, we get water catchment going. There's another roof over there. We need some more solar panels. I mean, solar panel, solar panel, solar panel. I do that. They're going to be coming after the end user. They want to know what you know, if you used it or not and how and kind of taxes. And then, so, or it's going to be the supplier they're going after.
It's just like the war on drugs that we've been doing for 200 years.
They
always go for the person dealing. They don't care about the end user because that's a onesie twosie game, right? They want to hit the guy that's putting out to 100 guys. So it's the same deal here.
Yeah, where's Nick? We got to get some Nick. I want some Nick.
So it's the same deal here. They don't care about the end user. They're placing the burden on the business selling the product to prove that the product was utilized. Or they get taxed at 300%, which is more than they made off the panel. So you have no choice.
Okay, to prove that it's utilized. It's an affidavit of I utilized it. Boom, done. Take me to court. Let's go.
Yeah.
So what's your proof right here? I gave a sworn testament that I did. You know? Well, what's the guy? Okay. Well, you get him to sign. Yep. It was installed. If you can find him, you got, you know.
And records. What happens if you can't? Well, that's your problem, not theirs. It's just like taxes. When you get audited, you got a receipt for that? No. Well, then it didn't happen. Now it's taxable income.
Yeah, but it shows on my credit card line right here. It shows on my check right here. It shows it. Nope.
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 So same way that works. So I don't see how anyone who is in that wholesale kind of line could end up surviving through that unless prices triple for the 300% tax.
Oh, which was the intent?
Maybe. If they push everyone out who's doing it in America and have a deal behind closed doors with someone in China, they can afford it. I've been saying this for years about Amazon. Everybody thinks Amazon's great. I loved it until I tried to sell on it, and it is a sham. It is designed to bring in foreign entities into the United States and deal products legally. You'll have a warehouse, SOK included. They just did this, and that's the reason I started kind of paying attention to it. So I'm like, okay, well, you're a Chinese company. You don't have a phone number to call. You have one email address that you can send something to get in contact with them. But they own a warehouse here, and they're dealing products here, right? So our laws and tax laws and tariffs and intellectual property laws, none of that applies to another foreign entity.
Mm-hmm.
China's not responsible that they violated your patent, right? How are you going to enforce that on them? So if they sell a product that you have a patent for, and you get upset about it, and you sue who? China. You can't sue China. You don't even belong there. So they get free reign via Amazon.com to sell all of their products, regardless of the legality here, until they're caught. So if all this wraps into the same thing, if they, China, is importing at cost, right? They're not selling it to you who's then selling it to somebody. You're the middleman, you mark it up, and that's the price. They sell it at your price because that's what the price is anyways in most cases, right? There's an original manufacturer, then the guy that bought it from them, and then he hikes it up and sells it. So that's the end user price. Well, they'll just cut the middleman out and sell on Amazon directly. And they won't pay any of those taxes. They'll probably do something similar to what our broker did on accident. Mark the other box so it doesn't fall into any of these tariffs and give us 3 years minimum to figure it out.
And then they go, what Chinese company? We don't know what it's talking about.
Yep. And just like I'm going to do, if they come knocking for, you know, $200,000 in tariffs, I'm like, all right, well, we're bankrupt. They'll do the same thing. They don't care. Oh, we don't follow those rules. How are you going to enforce that tariff on us? We already brought the goods in.
I'm not a fan of intellectual property. I'm not a fan of tariffs. I'm not a fan of free trade and free people, free kind of bite me. Why are they even there? They're there to manage and control this kind of stuff. There's winners, there's losers. We're going to, you know, benefit, you know, some local kind of whatever, which is probably owned by China anyway. You know, you got, you know, this is just, it's inefficient. It doesn't work. The free market, there is no free market failure. That's one thing Javier Milei from the new anarcho-capitalist president in Argentina said. He goes to the World Economic Forum. He gives a speech. You guys suck. Get out of the way. Free market, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, there, when you say there's a failure of the free market, there is no such thing as a failure of the free market. The free market automatically, organically regulates the economy. It's organic. It doesn't need a mechanic. You know, I mean, it's, you know, leave it alone. People decide what they do and don't buy, how much, when, and it regulates itself. If they give you a crap product, you don't order from them anymore.
They go out of business.
They go out of business. You got your Yelp and eBay ratings. I mean, you know, it's kind of, you know, bite me. Then you have things like Amazon, we'll guarantee in customer service of whatever the heck. You know, all this stuff works out without government. In fact, a lot of times in spite of government. So I'm just going, all right. So this is a really good lesson. Now, what did you learn from this experience?
I don't really know what you could take away from it that's specific, because it's just, I'm sure every corner you turn, you're going to find a similar case. Oh, somebody bigger than you is already doing this, and they have the favor of the government. So they're going to do something with their more money to push you out. If you ever watch Shark Tank, the show Shark
right.
Tank with the investors,
yeah.
Dennis O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, whatever his name is, he says it all the time. How big is your company? How many sales? Oh, you're trying to compete with Nike shoes? They're going to squash you like the cockroach you are. They're going to offer to buy you first. If you have a good product and you have not built your brand yet to a point where you are a rivaling company, the first thing they do is try to buy it. They can't buy it? Okay. Then we'll just sue you. And it doesn't matter what they're suing you for, as long as they can put so much financial pressure on you that you have to cave.
Got a gazillion examples.
They're everywhere.
That's how this works.
So you literally, we are now at the point where there's so many big corporations and so many big businesses, even outside of the government outrage of the crap that they do behind the scenes. We are at a point now that everyone has sold their stuff. So these companies just keep encompassing everything and getting larger and larger, and they will force you into a corner that you can't get out of. And then it's either sell it to us or we bury you in legal fees. Your choice. Be rich and enjoy your time, or we screw you over and you have nothing.
Competition is a sin.
It's crazy. Who can stand up to Nike, Reebok, Starbucks, Coca-Cola, Mars?
Crazy libertarians! Okay, this is where I want to ask, where do you think this is going as an American? You know, as a businessman, as a society, as a philosophy, and it's unique because you grew up with this kind of on your peripheral, heard about kind of yakking, you're one of the preteens, teenager over here, you know, yeah, whatever, a bunch of crazy old men doing crazy stuff, you know, why are you wasting time on that? And then going through this, you went in the Navy, you served America, You know, you did the, you sacrificed America. You come, you work in the big power industry out here. Yeah, you start a business, you kind of fell into something you knew how to do and did well and kind of, okay, rock and roll. And you started that, you had some skills and did a business. And then this happens. What is your opinion of government in general, America, innovation, humanity? What is it? I mean, are you willing to make changes? Screw it, man. Where's that mountaintop I'm going to go live on? You know, what is your mindset?
You need money to do that.
Well, how much you have? You're married. You're in your 30s still?
Yeah, 34.
Oh, you're young.
I know. Okay. Don't look like it. I get that every day.
Man, I thought you're 40 at least.
34. And then how many children? You have like three children. No?
Two.
Two? Yeah. Two children, boy and girl?
Yep, one of each.
You know, so, and they're how old now?
13 and 9.
Damn. Oh, that's right. I saw you guys were at some air, you know, Bob was showing me, yeah, your daughter's like big. I mean, she's...
Yeah, she's 2 inches shorter than me now.
Yeah, damn. All right, so you're like, you're in it, man. You're Merca.
Which okay? is funny, because we're talking about all these stories, because you've known me since I was young, and it's the same thing. You and Bob talking about this stuff, and I'm around it, exposed to it, but I'm like, he's crazy, old man. What are they talking about? Who cares?
Right.
Who cares?
Right.
My girlfriend at school is doing something I don't like. Who cares about this? And then now I'm at that point. I had kids really young, first kid at 20, so now I'm still in that younger side of life and energetic, but not completely as stupid as I used to be. And you start waking up to all these things. You're trying to tell your kids about all this stuff, and they're doing the same thing to me now.
No.
Who cares?
Like, you know, I was like, nah. You know, it's the same with my kids. You know, they go, yeah, I'm going, I just smile and going, now you understand.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes time, exposure, and a certain intellectual maturity before you get there, you know, I'm sure. But it's
well,
frustrating.
Well, what do you think is the solution? I mean, what are you willing to do? What is path forward? I mean, you're going to keep doing with a renewed understanding of, okay, fine. I said $50 a month to the organization of kick their ass or something. I mean, how does it change the way you think or your motivations or direction you take with your family and your future and retirement and planning, the financial, blah, 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 blah.
We had this is kind of personal, but we had it wasn't necessarily an argument, but it was a point of contention between my wife and I with discussing all these things. Growing up in the same environment where these things are being brought to your attention. You know, a lot of people look at that as like, oh, brainwashing. Oh, they're just telling you all this stuff. I guess if you're an idiot and you don't have the ability to separate things people tell you and do your own research and find what you really think, then that's on you. But when you do possess the ability to do that and you've had thoughts from both sides being put into your head, and then you can kind of look and choose, you kind of become more aware of these things, right? So it is getting to that point faster than ever that I think this year is going to be a big turning point with all of the crap that they're going to have to try to pull with the election and everything else.
War in 24, man!
Where does that end? Like, so we've had that discussion, and I'm sitting there, and you have to think about it. As a person, it gets me mad enough where I would do it on my own. Like, okay, I'll assemble a team of people. We will go make this right in whatever necessary terms you need to. And then you have kids, and you're like, if I don't do that,
right?
You know, nobody wants to leave the comfort. And it's not bad enough yet. They are slowly dialing it up. But at some point, there's going to have to be a big leap.
What happens when the guys that just want to be left alone get involved?
Yeah.
What happens when they start? What happens when they put down their six-pack, turn off the television, and actually have to do it? What happens? I don't know, but it happens.
And it's going to be extremely difficult now because it's not that bad yet. Oh, it's not that bad yet. Now, the underlying things, they control media, they control the way you speak, they control the platforms in which you speak on, which shouldn't be allowed. That's where the fascism thing comes in.
Yep.
The government subsidizes a business for censoring certain political things that get sent out. You're swinging elections behind closed doors.
Okay, this is something that, you know, for the audience and for you. I've been in the media for a long time, activism, you know me for whatever. What happened was we understood that control of media of information was the main thing. You're not allowed to dissent. You don't have the capability to dissent. We're deplatformed, delist, cancel, whatever, your speech is not allowed. So we created, took advantage of new technology coming out called IPFS, doesn't matter. That I want to be able to store ones and zeros anywhere, never go away. They can't edit it. They can't censor it. They can't, you know, delete it. And it'd be available to whoever wants it. They'd watch this show later after they shut down the whatever. Until we got that perfected and done, it was working well. There was no sense in me really putting our stuff on these big tech YouTube of whatever the heck, because they're going to cancel you,
yeah.
Which they have been, shadow banned. So like in 09 after the Levolution, the first cycle with Ron Paul in 08, I'm going, no, I can see what they're going to do. Because this great reset, you know, the great taking, the great greats coming with a great purge. A great you're not allowed. I guarantee it. We just finished the software and the integration, all that, that they can't stop it. That's why Ernie put back the tie on. Ernie did, you know, we're starting the morning show again.
Can't stop
Ernie's,
what exactly?
I'm sorry?
Can't stop or obstruct what exactly?
The information flow.
Okay.
You know, that, you know, the, you know, I know how to put up a solar panel. You know, I know how to farm. I know how to educate my own kids. I'm communicating. The British are coming! I mean, you know, whatever you want to communicate.
Yeah.
You know, they have to stop that. So when we had the technology where they can't, that you can always access, then you got to know about it. That's a whole other thing. But then that's where I come in. You know, it's street activism. I got newspapers, flyers, you know, freaking banners on overpasses. I mean, you will not be able to stop the signal. You know, that kind of thing. So, and you've known that's what we've been doing all this time. So this was, I knew this was coming. But when's it have an impact to where people actually do something? When is that?
Yeah.
I'll tell you when it is. It's when it always is. It will become a food thing. When food is too expensive, food is not available, the supply chain, if I can't eat, my family go hungry, bow, 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 people get motivated.
It's too late.
Yeah, for a lot of people.
If you're not eating food and you're not feeding your family,
boom.
You're too late.
Done.
Unless you've prepared for that scenario.
Exactly.
And then, okay, well, now I have the stuff to take care of my minimum requirements, and now I can go do something about this other thing.
Exactly.
So I see it from a lot of different angles, and it's very hard to figure out how it's going to play out. It's hard to narrow it down. It's hard to see what exactly is going to happen because I don't understand the end game. Sometimes I grow so tired.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. As the deadline to fund the government approaches, Congress is on a two-week recess. Lawmakers slated to return to the Capitol on February 28th, just 2 days before the March 1st deadline to fund certain government agencies, while the rest must be funded by March 8th. Donald Trump drew parallels between the death of the Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and his own legal challenges in the United States. In a Truth Social post, the former president expressed that Navalny's passing has heightened his awareness of events in the U.S. He criticized radical left politicians, prosecutors, and judges, accusing them of steering the nation toward destruction. Respiratory illnesses are up in half of the states, 25 states seeing high or very high levels of respiratory virus activity. That's according to the CDC. Respiratory illness activity defined as people going to the doctor with symptoms including fever, cough, and or sore throat. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, on the Free Talk Live Network on Genesis. We're continuing our conversation with Nick from RV Solar Concepts. RV Solar Concepts. I know this young man is the son of a good friend, and I've known him since he was young. He goes in the Navy. He comes back. He works at a nuclear power plant. He starts doing solar generation for his fifth wheel, going out in the desert, doing man at work, and great. Everybody wants it. Starts a business. Very successful, last 5 years or so, and then the man retroactively going at, you owe us tariffs on kind of what, when you paid your tariff, your, that was a deposit. And we got years to be able to come back and say, you owe us more. Oh, he got libertarianized now. He grew up with this kind of rhetoric and freedom oriented and watch out for, and now he knows and he's sharing with us. I'll tell you when it is. It's when it always is. It will become a food thing. When food is too expensive, food is not available, the supply chain, if I can't eat, my family go hungry, bow, 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 people get motivated.
It's too late.
Yeah, for a lot of people.
If you're not eating food and you're not feeding your family,
boom,
you're too late.
Done.
Unless you've prepared for that scenario.
Exactly.
And then, okay, well, now I have the stuff to take care of my minimum requirements, and now I can go do something about this other thing.
Exactly.
So I see it from a lot of different angles, and it's very hard to figure out how it's going to play out. It's hard to narrow it down. It's hard to see what exactly is going to happen, because I don't understand the end game. I don't understand the game they're playing in the beginning. Is it literally just a bunch of people that they're worth hundreds of millions of dollars? Congress people, they make $170,000,
$190,000 a year. It's about that. It's about control. It's about being a good familiar for the vampire. You know, they're the, if you know who they are, the name or Congress, they, it ain't them. You know, they're just insulation to the whatever's going on. So we're going to create this entity that's going to protect me from the bad guys. Who gets in charge of that government? The bad guys.
Eventually, even if it's not immediately.
Right. Because
on a long enough timeline, the people are going to get in there. And the people that like it are going to pass it on to their kids. And then you have just bloodlines of people forever.
Boom. Yeah,
And the same is true with big business.
It's
the same five families that are running the whole world.
You in there?
You know what I mean? Like,
I know exactly what you mean.
And, you know, they do all this stuff. The most recent example of all this crap is, like, the slavery thing. Oh, well, we got oppressed to a point where you guys started before us. I agree. You did. But all of us being born at any time after these families were so established in business, we're all in the same boat.
Yeah, we're equally enslaved.
You got treated like crap physically and literally enslaved, and I get it. But at the same point, you're looking at everybody who didn't have that same upbringing or same tragedy like we are 100% better than you. We're all in the same boat, doing the same things, being controlled and manipulated by the same people because we started the game later than they did. And they were able to put in trust and pass down assets and do all these things before anybody else could.
Okay, this is what's changing. Information, which is why I'm such a big deal on being able to store and disseminate information. Because now we know. Now we can do certain things. Now we do the same thing that they do. Now, of course, they got a judge that says, well, you can't do it because your blood's not blue enough or some, you know, just some crap. But injustice to people have ethics or have an understanding or care about the future or I'm not leaving this fight to my grandchildren kind of thing. That's why the property that we're doing, what we're doing. I'm like, look, you can't use that property. You didn't do it right and got to pay this guy. I'm going, no. And I'm not leaving that fight to my grandkids. I'm going to do the Ernie thing. I go make him say it, you know, so everybody knows what's really going on, what role they play, what benefit is there of having this entity that's telling me I got to retroactively pay 3 years ago of some dude because I paid my extortion freaking, what do they call it when you pay your estimated, you know,
The cash value deposit?
Yeah, deposit. Your deposit on your stuff.
Yeah.
They got for years that the government's got. You just paid a deposit.
Yeah.
You know, here's the balance. You know, so this injustice, you know, where does that come from? It comes from people that don't have it. They don't care about Nick. They don't care about their individual rights of the people. They don't care. They care about control. They care about flow. So they care about, you know, being able to implement their will on a masses for whatever benefit that they get. That's going to change because it always does.
And what I find most interesting about this situation in particular, but it's pretty much across the board too, is that they dilute it to the point where there's no one to blame.
Right.
Who are you going to get mad at? The guy that drives to your house and serves you papers? That's the guy you're going to shoot when he comes to the door? No. He's just doing his job. And that's what everybody's going to say. That's what the Nazis said. I'm just doing my job. I'm just doing my civic duty and turning in these Jewish people. It's nobody's fault, but they're all complicit.
So you have to occupy the land. You have to get out of the... You have to separate yourself from that. Don't fill out that paperwork. You know, go somewhere else. Move. Be something. You know, educate your own kids. Grow your own food. Supply your own water. When COVID happened and the lockdown, what did Bob do? Family comes in, closes the gate, we're done. Let me know how it works out.
Yeah.
If you don't have the capacity to do that, you know, you're just prey.
You're going to get extorted.
Yep.
You're going to be pushed into a situation where, oh, Fry's doesn't have any more groceries? Well, we'll set up this little soup kitchen line over here. And if you're good, and toe the line.
Get your vaccine.
Yeah, get your vaccine, and then you can get yourself a steak over here.
You know, anything else you want to do? It's just long enough I can put it on the network. I'm definitely going to do that. I got to go find your profane thing. I marked the time.
Sorry.
Trash can mouth. But so let's go ahead and wrap it up here. What message do you wanted to share? Do you feel better? I mean, you're going to do what? Well, I mean, you were mad. You know, Nick was like, oh, what was your partner's view? Are they kind of similar to you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're very aligned.
Man, I got to get some more ammo.
That's funny.
No, exactly. You think we're kidding. You know, this is like the night, remember, we didn't know anything about guns in the midnight. We were in charge of safe, Second Amendment for everyone. I didn't even have a gun. It was a philosophical thing. So I had, one of the activists gave me my first, pistol, because I had my father, always had whatever I needed. But, got a first pistol because they were embarrassed. I'm going to the protest without a gun. Really? Ernie? Really? So we started getting armed up. Whenever they piss you off, I go, Donna, that's another 50-pound bag of rice. Go get some more beans. During COVID, we were moving. We went on the road trip and put all the stuff in storage over there. Our grandkids went in the attic. Mom, we found all the toilet paper. Grandpa had it. Because I had always tried to go, all menstruating women must come to me. So I had a bunch of tampons, So because I could see that you needed to have this kind of supplies that when they pissed me off or did something, I just go, that we're going to Costco. We just buy more food. We get more ammo. We buy more guns. We get as mental health. It was just, what can I do? At least that.
Yeah, if anxiety is the fear of things to come, you can ease anxiety by being prepared.
Exactly. I used to phrase it a little different. I just go, worry is a sign that I need to do something.
Yeah.
So you do it.
It should be a driver of action.
Yeah,
for sure.
So that's where you're at now?
Yes.
Ernie and Bob,
the hardest
in the 30s,
thing,
your age, decades ago.
The hardest thing about all of it is deciding how much. How much do I sacrifice fun, living my life, giving my kids this American dream life, Every generation, I think, wants to do better than the generation before them.
Should. Yeah.
And that's what you try to do. So then you have all these things that are the new technology things. And, my kids have the latest and greatest, tablets, computers, games. And then it becomes such an issue that you're distracting. And we get so far from the basic needs of being a human being. Food, shelter, water, power.
Right.
You get so far from it that it's like, man, how much of this fun, camping, toys, jet skis, boats, all this stuff. When is it time where it's like, okay, that stuff is no longer important because of this looming issue
right. That's
going to come, right? So I think that's the biggest thing for most people is finding that place for themselves. And we're right there. We're right on that line.
A lot of this camping and your RVing and stuff, that's just skills that adds right into this. You're much better off, especially with the knowledge than a lot of people.
Yeah, for sure.
You grew up that way.
Yeah.
So
it definitely gives you a deeper look at what it's going to take. Even stockpiling food, at some point that food runs out.
Yep.
And if you didn't have the things in place or you didn't stockpile an amount that gives you the time to put the things in place
right. To
keep this going, you're the same boat as everybody else. You're just going to live a little longer.
Okay. I want to end it, on this and get your comment on this. Your generation, you're coming to the same realization a lot of, you grew up with your dad and friends and all that. We understood this. We could see it coming, okay? So we prepared for it. That's why we, bought different things, invested different things, do different things, and kind of here we go. So why your dad moved out here, why he did solar, why, very self-sustaining, and then it rubbed up on you enough that you get it. He was in the Navy, you were in the Navy, so you guys have a lot of similar kind of experiences. You got children, that changes you. You get children, man, that changes you. Your perspective is different, more long-term kind of thing. This is the generation that's different now, what you have, is only to the degree and the likelihood that we will prevail much better is communication. It's information. It's knowledge. It's known. It's being able to go online and even find that document. We were going to the library. It's totally different in that we become more educated, and we can be even faster than the bureaucrats. We know more than the Congress. They're just doing, which way do I vote? They don't know what the hell's going on. So now your generation is a lot easier to get up to speed and have this information than ours was.
If they're looking for it, though.
Ah!
And they're not. And
food
they're not,
thing.
And they're not even being
food
told.
Thing. Food thing. It's going to be a UOG educated food thing. You know, there was a movie, it's called Grapes of Wrath. You probably heard this or read it in school or whatever. You know, the Grapes of Wrath. They probably don't let you guys read that crap anymore. But anyway, it was about the Depression and you know, the Dust Bowl, and people are poor, and they're in their Model Ts, Model A's going around the country looking for work, and it's, you know, it's a thing. At the end of that movie, and he goes, what the heck just, what happened? I don't know, but I'm going to find out. And that was the end of the movie, okay? And I'm going, well, we've done found out. And when you find out, what's going to motivate that? Depravity. You know, being deprived of freedom, of food, of, you know, options. You know, freedom is just another way of saying you got options. Well, you take away all those options, you start getting motivated to what? To have options. You know, how do you do that? I don't know. You know, it's how each person's going to increase their options. They're going to move. They're going to, you know, lobby. They're going to fight. They're going to something. But they're going to increase their options. We're trying to make the options peaceful. We're trying to have a Now, your dad is going, Ernie, it's always comes down to blood and steel every time.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question was why? Why is it always peaceful options?
Because you got to check off the boxes so you have a moral justification for the violence. Because if you don't check off all of the boxes, you're not going to get that. It's, you know, the revolution, American Revolution started got decades before. You know, I read, there's a book, I just got that book right there. That book, I just ordered it because I got it gifted to me by some libertarian friends years ago, and then they lent it out and it got lost. And I just ordered that. Bob just brought it in to me a couple days ago, and it was the history of Paul Revere. Paul Revere was a indentured servant or became an apprentice from Italy or something. His family sent him to go to America. So he comes here, it's all about him growing up in the around the Liberty Tree and the Boston Massacre and all this kind of stuff. And it was, you know, his ride and what was behind that. And then I first read that book, it was, I go, well, that person's Bob, that person's Mike, that person's me. I mean, you could see it repeating. It was the same thing. It was a Stamp Act. It was this tax. It was this thing. It was that. You know, all of this stuff, the Boston Tea Party, all this stuff is in there. And what was interesting to me is we were rapidly getting to the same point. You know, when John Adams was talking about back in the day, you know, he goes, a decade ago, we could see this coming. And you see it, and you're going, same thing's happening now. It's a realization that what? That you have to say, F no. It's no. This here says no, I'm going to add no. And I want to unqualify to add no you. Okay? No. When you say no, they go, oh, yes. Then it's always, you know, conflict. It's a hard no.
Yeah.
So where's the hard no? And then what do you think these sociopaths are going to do? They're going to stop? You know? Well, no. And they got, you're in the Navy. You're going to do your duty. And if you don't, I got a robot for you.
Or jail time. That's usually how that goes. But
no,
that,
I mean, they're going to have robots. They're going to be droid army.
That's a good point, though. So, and then it always comes back in my mind is these people, everybody dehumanizes the people that are doing the stuff that they wish they weren't doing, right? And then they justify it. The person in the act justifies it as, well, it's just my job. I was tasked to do this. I have to feed my family. I have to do this. But what happens when it gets to the point where all the citizens that are doing all this stuff, they all call BS at the same time? And it's, oh, go arrest him. And the cop's like, I don't think he should be arrested for that.
That happened in the Soviet Union. They, you're in Moscow. They're all around. They send in troops and tanks from around the country. They come in, you know, fight, do the Tiananmen Square thing. You know, just shoot them. And they go, you ain't paying me. So screw you. You know, the whole thing's collapsing. They putting, you know, daisies and gun barrels and kind of it was over. That was the fall of the Soviet Union. That's how it happened. It's just that the troops just wouldn't do it anymore. China, they did it. They go, oh, yeah, these, you know, they just started machine gunning and whatever. It's going to come to that. sooner or later. But you have states, because the United States is different. The federal government is supposed to be a product of the individual states. Is there a state going to stay? Well, here comes Texas. Here comes, you know, hopefully we take Arizona one of these days to get rid of the election fraud. So this is, it's going to happen. It's coming. It's going to be, you're going to see it with your own eyes. It's like in The Patriot. He goes, this war won't be fought on some distant battlefield, but amongst us. Our children will see it with their own eyes. That's what's coming. When I say peaceful, I don't mean without conflict. But I'm just like, you're going to have a hard no. Then there was, well, they do January 6th. People are peaceful. They go to Washington and they put them all in jail.
Right.
They go, they're going to hunt some and get some. That is where you do peaceful. It's like Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze.
But how many peaceful examples do you need where even being peaceful, you're punished, and every time the peaceful are punished, they're taken off the list of people to help the cause?
Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze. He said it. I don't know if you ever see that movie.
I have not.
He goes, he's like, you know, he's a cooler. He's like, cleans up old bar, whatever. And he goes, you be nice. He's, you know, beating on you. You be nice. You escort him out. You be nice. You be nice. Until it's time not to be nice. That's where we're going. You be nice until it's time not to be nice. When's that? It's an individual thing.
That's what makes it so
individual.
Hard. That's what makes it so hard to assemble a team, you know?
You don't. You know, it's like your dad, it was in the late 90s, we had a German television crew was coming, you know, about the rise of the militia and our safe thing, all this kind of stuff. They were really just surveilling for the U.S. government, you know, as what was going on. But they come out and they, you know, well, who's your commander? Who's going to tell you what to do? Who's the field marshal of the militia of whatever? And your dad goes like this. We were out, you know, shooting with them and, you know, they have the cameras on us and they're interviewing. Your dad goes, when you show up at the village green and you're the only one there, it's not time. That's it. You know it's time when everybody's like, all right, you know, we're at the North Bridge. Me and your dad went to the North Bridge in Massachusetts. We were back there. We went to and we're, you know, going through and how and defending against. I mean, that's how it happens. It just happens. And then everybody is either supportive or they're not. They participate or they don't. They deserve their freedom. They fought for it or they don't. That's why Jefferson's like, man, about every 20 years, you need to water the tree of liberty with the blood of patriots and tyrants. And he's thinking like every 20 years. Man, we're overdue.
Yeah. I saw this, not to keep pushing this out, but the 80-year thing. Have you seen that?
Every the fourth earning.
Yeah. Guess what 80-year falls on?
Here it comes.
Yeah, 2024, baby.
You know, I've been through that. We've done shows on. See, you're getting learnified, man. You're getting up to speed. You're up to speed now. You know, this is why I wanted to talk to you, because you had experience. This is a perfect example of talking, you know, to my kids. You know, it's just, you know, you guys all kind of grew up about the same age. And it has been not satisfying to be able, you know, my pronouns, you don't know what my pronouns are? I told you so, okay? That's my pronouns. But I get no pleasure in that. You know, we've been trying to prepare. I just had a conversation Valentine's Day, which was what? Day before yesterday. Talking to one of our supporters and, you know, sponsors and everything. And I go, you know, thank you for being so supportive all this time. We just made it to where we had this communication thing done the way we envisioned it in time for a war in 24. But the technology wasn't there. You know, the expertise wasn't there. The software wasn't there. The need wasn't there. The understanding wasn't there. Because there's a whole bunch of nicks out there going, now I understand. Well, I didn't care if they understood. I knew they were going to understand. You think the purging's bad now? You wait till the great taking, great reset, great purging comes. Then you'll know why. Well, now it's here. And I feel a lot safer because I'm on a bus. I can go anywhere, you know, I'm good. But so now we're going to put down roots, and that's the battle I'm not leaving to my grandkids. You know, here we go. All right, let's play. And I need a bunch of solar panels from Nick. Thanks for coming on, man. Anything else you want to share? You want to go off on?
No, I think that's it anymore. It just turns into a whole nother avenue to go down three hours. So,
well, you know, I'm glad you got a plan. You're feeling pretty good. You and your partner think you're going to be all right.
Oh, yeah, it's business. You always have to pivot. There's always something new or something different. And
I know, but it doesn't have to be. You know, America is so bountiful, so kind of, all you got to worry about is, you know, being cheaper or better or faster than the other guy, and now you got Uncle Sam out there screwing you.
Typically, you know? If you look back at the history of business, typically your pivoting is because something else comes up. Something better is out. Someone came up with a better mousetrap. So this is why this one is so concerning and so disheartening, because we are in, like, the revolution of power, right? Where the ability for everyone to make their own power is here. And they're saying that they want everyone to have this.
No, they don't.
Oh, my God. We got to go green. And, oh, there's all these laws. And we need to take away your stuff. And you need an electric car. And you need all this stuff because we need to clean up the planet. And as soon as you have everybody chipping into the same place, okay, let's do it. Let me pull some solar panels in. Let me help some people out. Put some stuff on here. Enable people to live untethered. All this stuff. No. No, we don't like it that much.
Right.
Well, which one is it? You know?
I'll tell you which one it is. Control.
So, yeah. So the pivoting in business for us, business is always going to pivot. Circuit City's not around anymore. Fry's Electronics is gone. Radio Shack is gone.
Right.
All these things don't exist anymore for a reason. Technology moves. Things move. That's what I always envisioned. Yeah, this isn't forever. Nothing's forever. But it shouldn't be in a heyday that you're having to pivot unless nefarious things are happening behind closed doors.
Nefarious.
Nefarious.
Nefarious things are happening, Nick.
So,
nefarious.
That's kind of my view on it.
Nick, thanks for doing this,
yep.
Man. It's good to see you.
Yeah, appreciate you,
know,
having
glad
me
you're
out.
Doing well. You know, this is, I just want to make sure that the audience understands that we understand. You know, there is, that it's been important and satisfying to see the generation next here that sees it, experiences it, understands it. That's a big thing. I'm not glad that you had to experience this stuff, but it is, I, you know, yeah, the older you get, the smarter, you know, your dad gets. Okay, I get it. Well, now you get it. You know, this has been fun, but it is serious. This is, there's a confrontation coming, and it's a philosophical one. And we're seeing, you know, it break out all over the world. You want one world government? I give you one world revolution.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.